The Whitney Biennial opens today at the Whitney Museum of American Art. Carolina Miranda is an art critic and a regular here on WNYC who's been previewing the show on air and online. And she was at the press preview on Tuesday. So after the preview, you told us you thought it was a quieter biennial than in years past. What do you mean by that?
Well, it was something that, interestingly, a lot of the critics at the preview were saying. I think it was less flashy installations. This year, you saw more painting, more sculpture. I think also what was really interesting about this biennial was that there was two photojournalists represented. One of them was Stephanie Sinclair, and the other is Nina Berman, both who have shot some very powerful news stories. Stephanie in Afghanistan about women who self-immolate, and Nina following the life of a Marine sergeant who was seriously disfigured by a suicide car bomber in Iraq. It brought a little bit of reality into the biennial. For me, it was a really interesting thing to see how these photographs are, even though they're part of news coverage, are being recognized as art.
Yeah, another thing that's remarkable this time around is that film and video is all on one floor in kind of a warren of rooms. Curator Francesco Bonami had this to say about why the curators made that decision.
Creating a floor that is almost devoted only to film and video, we hope that we create a different state of mind and people can go there, switch their gears in their brain and to look just videos, as I say jokingly the other day, or people can completely skip that floor and see just the rest of the show. We hope they don't.
So how did that work for you?
I think it worked really well because I'm one of those people that once I'm in video mode, give me more video. It requires a little bit more attention on the part of the viewer. You have to sit there. You have to take it in. It's not like looking at a painting and then moving on to the next painting. And it worked quite nicely. And the fact that there's some really compelling video artists this year, I mean, certainly helps the cause. You had folks like Kate Gilmore, who created this very funny video installation of herself dressed up in a Minnie Mouse type polka dot dress with girly heeled shoes, and she put herself into this tower of drywall and proceeded to punch herself out of it. It was very Powerpuff Girls. I loved it. Well, I think in addition to Kate Gilmore, there was some interesting stuff going on in video by Carrie Tribe, another female artist who was exploring the idea of memory. And what she did is she created this fake documentary based on a real case of a patient in the 1950s who was left without any memory, long-term memory, after he had brain surgery. And it was this touching, very riveting documentary because it looked so real and it explored this idea of a person who doesn't have a memory. And I think what are we but a collection of our memories? And there was something very sort of gripping and visceral about it that made me almost feel a little anguished. It was very powerful.
There's a lot less performance art this year than 2 years ago when performance was in a separate building altogether. Associate curator Gary Carrion Muriari had this to say about one artist, Aki Sasamoto.
We got in there and she just jumped right into a performance. And what we didn't actually know it was a performance. She just basically climbed into this wardrobe, this sort of large wooden wardrobe. And we weren't exactly sure what she was doing. But then all of a sudden you saw her face appear on a little monitor. And she was telling this really strange story from the inside of the wardrobe. And then she kind of climbed out of the drawers and put on these sort of shoes with sort of knives on the end of them and was kind of chopping bread and potatoes and things with her feet. And it was just the strangest thing. We were just completely flabbergasted and completely inspired. It was really, really wonderful.
Do you think performance typically works well inside a museum as opposed to in a theater?
I mean, certainly it depends on the performance and how the performer uses the space. In the case of Aki, I didn't get to see her perform. She was still setting up when I went to the museum, which I think shows you one of the limits of showing performance in a museum. Like, do you have to sit there and wait for somebody to do something? Mm-hmm. Is there a scheduled time?
Is this part of the performance?
Exactly. It's not appointment style performances the way you would have in a performance space. But I think it does throw some unpredictability into the mix, which is nice. And in fact, there was a little warning label by Aki's piece saying that anybody who enters her space should be alert during performances.
Wow.
So I'm excited to see it.
What does that mean? You've also put together an iPhone app called Is This Art? What's the point of that app?
You know, we wanted to be part of the mischief. So in collaboration with the folks at the Mattress Factory, which is a contemporary art center in Pittsburgh, and a new tech firm called Deep Local, we teamed up and created an iPhone app called the Is This Art iPhone app, and you can download it to your iPhone, and you open it up, and you snap a picture of a piece of art, and it will tell you whether it's art or not.
Why are you asking the question, is this art? Is that a question that you're constantly grappling with?
You know, I think it's a question that a lot of people grapple with. You know, there is this constant debate about where are the boundaries on art. And so for us, doing the iPhone app was this very sort of humorous way of exploring that. Like, what are the boundaries? Are there boundaries? Can you look at something on the street and can it be art?
How does it know?
Oh, it's a very complex algorithm that's based on the magic eight ball.
All right. And you can download that iPhone app through our website, culture.wnyc.org.
Yes.
I've been speaking with Carolina Miranda about the 2010 Whitney Biennial, which opens today. You can find podcasts discussing film and video, performance, and the impact of the recession on this year's show, as well as video and slideshows and that app. That's also at our website at culture.wnyc.org. Thanks for coming in, Carolina.
Thank you.